The Pollock trawl fleet is now avoiding fishing areas north of Unimak Pass in the Bering Sea because its bycatch of chum salmon went up. Alexander Gutierrez reports from member station KUCB in Unalaska.
On Monday, representatives from the Pollock cooperatives agreed to expand the salmon bycatch avoidance zone by another 1,000 square nautical miles. That brings the total to 5,000 square miles. So far, the fleet has taken an unusually high number of chums this bee season. As of this week, it had taken approximately 53,000 chum salmon. Last year, only 13,000 chums were taken over the course of the whole season. Most of the bycatch this season was taken during the first 2 weeks, before the fleet started making targeted closures based on where salmon was being caught, a system known as the Rolling Hotspot Program.
If we'd allowed the whole fleet to fish in this area all the time, you know, in other words, if there were no Rolling Hotspot Program, we'd be in the hundreds of thousands of chum salmon by now.
That's John Groover, the inter-co-op manager with United Catcher Boats.
Anytime you make a boat move or run further, their costs are going to go up.
But still, the big priority for the fleet right now is reducing bycatch numbers and helping ensure that runs in Western Alaska are strong. Joe Garney lives in the village of Teller. He worries that high levels of chum bycatch mean that the salmon won't make it up to subsistence users like him.
We're a community that's living below U.S. poverty standards. We're an impoverished community. And you take our kings, they're extinct. You take our reds, they're diminished down to no nothing. The only thing we got left is it's painting a very grim picture.
But Groover says that when chum bycatch is plentiful and hard for the fleet to avoid, that usually means strong runs later in the season. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.